USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't think a national lockdown would be necessary to slow the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
I don't think so. Essentially, you've done that in California, you've done that in New York. Those are really two hotbeds. Those are probably the two hottest of them all in terms of hotspots.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on a stimulus bill that would help Americans affected by the coronavirus crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the need is real.
We need to push immediate relief to Americans. We need to keep Americans employed as much as possible and help job creators literally stay afloat.
The bill will also include a way to get money to small businesses, and lawmakers are planning on working through the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
A former federal official storms off a news channel interview. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience."
Indiana is postponing its May 5th primary election nearly a month because of the coronavirus crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China has disputed the fact that the outbreak of the Chinese coronavirus began in China, with the foreign ministry over in China suggesting that the U.S. military may have brought the virus to the country late last year. Defense Secretary Mark Esper responds to that allegation.
No, that's completely absurd. You know, look, if the Chinese government had been more transparent early on, and we're talking late fall, December at least, we would all of us, all the nations of the world would have been able to get our arms around this and contain it in China where it began and prevent its propagation around the world. And in fact, in January or February, I think I called my counterpart, the Chinese defense minister, and offered up the United States assistance to them with regard to understanding the virus and researching and supplies and whatnot. But to have somebody like that from the Chinese government come out and make a statement like that is completely ridiculous, and it's irresponsible, and it doesn't get us to where we need to be. At this point, we all need to be working together. We need to be very, very transparent. We need to be sharing information.
When it comes to large gatherings, other things being canceled include worship services. Now, many churches are taking their services online for worshipers. Max Lucado tells the Lighthouse Faith podcast this is what needs to be done.
I think we have to be responsible. I think if there were any other way, if it was possible to meet and not expose our church members to this contagion, we would do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.